Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. The Refreshment Club is a happy-go-lucky organization dedicated to the proposition that all women know how to turn an empty, idle moment into the pause that refreshes. And to be able to do that, you have to keep a few bottles of Coca-Cola in your refrigerator, ice cold and ready to refresh you whenever you pause. The Refreshment Club will come to order for the roll call. Please answer to your name. Clark Dennis.
Yes, indeed.
Helen Jane Belke.
Hi there.
The Ranch Boys.
Here.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
Well, everybody's here. Take the meeting, Don.
Okay, now, my friends, let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right? Get the glasses. Drop in the eye. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Good old ice cold Coca-Cola. All right, it's march time on the Refreshment Club today by Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshmenteers, the Billboard March. Back to my circus days, Walter. There wasn't a guy that could climb under a tent better than I could before I put on these pounds. Here's Clark Dennis, our Refreshment Club Romeo, who hasn't put on very much. How much do you weigh, Clark?
Oh, about 155.
Oh, I guess you could get under a tent, couldn't you?
Yeah, I was very good at getting under a tent.
Were you?
Yeah, because I only used to weigh about nothing.
Well, you had plenty of nothing, I bet.
That's right.
From the show of the same name. Clark, how you been feeling these days?
Well, I feel wonderful everywhere except the throat today.
Oh, really?
Throat feels a trifle under the weather.
Oh, well. Say, I think after you start singing, you'll forget all about that, though, don't you?
Well, I may. That's yet to be seen, I guess.
Mm-hmm. A build-up. Clark, how's your family?
Oh, all right, I guess.
Yeah? Anything you want to say?
No, I'm afraid not.
Hmm. Certainly getting some good conversation here today, aren't we, folks? Did I tell you about my family?
Yeah, you tell me about yours.
You want to hear about it, I bet.
I do, really, because I haven't seen him in quite a while.
Mm-hmm. You look very interested. Well, should I tell you about how the baby sits there in the crib every morning and I play peekaboo with him during breakfast? I know you'd enjoy hearing about that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, show me how you do it, too, will you?
Huh?
Show me how you do it, too.
All right, you be the baby, huh?
All right.
Go goo, goo, goo.
Goo, 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 goo.
Peekaboo. Cute, isn't it? Should I tell you about my uncle?
You don't know goo-goo's as good as Walter Blaufuss does, though.
Huh? Yeah. Well, Walter has a baby face. He's got things. Clark, should I talk about my uncle?
Yeah, tell me about your uncle.
Well, I've got an uncle who's very eccentric.
Yeah?
You know, he's very rich also, and very liberal, aside being a little eccentric. You know, He's a kin you love to touch, you know, one of those fellows. And he's got a very peculiar habit, like most of us have in our family, but he collects string off of packages and everything. He did great during this Christmas holiday. And I've been helping him, but I'd like to quit it. See, I don't enjoy it so much, but he doesn't want me to. I don't know, and of course, as I said, he's very rich and very liberal, so what do you think I better do? Just kind of string along with him, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess so. Got anything about your relatives you'd want to tell me?
No, I
any more about
not.
Your throat you'd like to report?
No.
Would you like to sing The One Rose in My Heart?
Yeah, I sure would.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere, Walter.
You're as sweet as the red rose in June, dear. I love you. Adore you, I do. Each night through love land we'd wander, sweetheart, telling love stories anew. Out of a blue sky, a dark cloud came rolling, breaking my heart in two. Don't leave me alone, I love only you. You're the one rose that left in my heart. Don't leave me alone.
Clark, we'd never know about your throat if you hadn't mentioned it. By the way, I want to warn refreshment clubbers in Berkeley, California, Manchester, New Hampshire, Salt Lake City, Utah, Quincy, Massachusetts, and St. Louis, Missouri, to expect a little message from me a little later on in the refreshment club today. Just wanted to warn you. I'm going to call you up in a few minutes, talk about those fine letters you sent. In the meantime, you might try this with Walter Blaufuss and all the boys. Twiddle my thumb. Now, if you'd like to take it easy for a moment or two and go way, way out west, we have the ranch boys here, and the ranch boys are just the fellows that can sort of do that thing for you. And so today, well, just listen.
It's a lonesome valley now.
As Jack Ross says, you know, it's kind of pleasant when it's sundown time out west to forget about your troubles and just kind of sit and rest. As the sun pours golden beauty into clouds once fleecy white, and the mountains wear their purple cloaks to greet the coming night, yep, you'll sure find it's mighty relaxing when it's sundown time out west to forget about your troubles and just kind of sit and rest.
Day is done and the sun sinks to its rest behind the hills. Shadows deep round me creep where I'm waiting for you still. I'm alone in lonesome valley that we once called paradise. Skies were blue above when I discovered love, roaming in the gloaming with you. Then you were my own sweet Sally, but you've broken every vow. So I'm learning the cost of paradise lost. It's a lonesome valley.
Thank you, boys. That was swell. And now, for no reason at all, except that I haven't done one for some time, I'm going to present a one-man, one-act play. I'm going to hitch up all my extra voices here and try and give you a one-man, one-act play. This is a dual role. Hope I do all right. Fill my theme, please. That's plenty. The scene... a country road.
Gee, it sure is nice just walking along this country lane. Hey, why, there's Pa sitting on the porch of that there farmhouse. Wonder whose farm it is. Wonder what Pa's doing up there. Look at him sleeping on the porch there. Hey, Pa, what you doing?
I'm working, son. I'm working.
Your teeth, Pa. I'll pick them up for you.
Thanks, son. You snapped them right in. I was working, son. What you doing here?
Boss, it's funny finding you at this place. Whose house is this?
Noggs.
Now, what's it built of?
Logs.
Now, are there any neighbors?
Frogs.
Now, what's the soil, Pa?
Bugs.
How's the climate?
Fogs.
What do you eat, Pa?
Hogs.
How do you catch them, Pa?
Hey, Doug.
Oh, come on, Pa. Let's get going. I want to see a show in town. What do you say? Let's forget about this place. I ain't seen a movie since Cimarron.
Yeah, my last one. You got something there, though, son. Come on, let's go, should we?
Okay. Step in the car, Pa.
Okay, let's go. Hey, giddy up. Whoa, Nellie, whoa.
Gee, we stopped right in front of a theater, Paul. Hey, look, there's a swell play in there. It might happen there, Paul.
Yeah, well, let's try her, shall we, son? What's sick? Let's go in. Now, you let me handle the seats. I'll talk to this here ticket gal. I can handle them, son. Hello, sister. What are the prices of the seats in this here theater?
The front seats are $0.50, the rear seats are $0.25, and the programs are $0.05.
Watch this here, son. What's that again, sis?
I say the front seats are $0.50, the rear seats are $0.25, and the programs are $0.05.
Here's the $0.05. I'll sit on a program. ¶¶
was Eddie Ballantyne, his swing group, the Originalities, doing the Bugle Call Rag. And now, Les Griffith is taking the place of Bob Denton, our recording secretary, today, and he has a word regarding your plans for the rest of the day.
In hundreds of homes throughout the city this afternoon and evening, congenial foursomes will gather to play bridge. Some of these games have been planned for several days. Some will be made up at the last minute. In every case, the woman who is hostess to a foursome is sure to ask herself, "What shall I serve?" Many women will answer that question with cold and frosty bottles of Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is perfect refreshment for a game of bridge. Its life and sparkle make things brighter for even the losers. With salted peanuts or salted almonds or with cheese and crackers, it has just the tang and taste that everybody welcomes. And serving it, besides being simple and quick, is always in good taste. Why not have a half a dozen bottles in your refrigerator the next time you entertain your bridge foursome? You can get Coca-Cola conveniently, you know, in a handy six-bottle carton. Your favorite dealer can supply you.
Well, sir, Helen Jane, things have certainly quieted down, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you from, Minneapolis?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The play is over. You've broken up with your boyfriend, Johnny. No Romeo and Juliet. Now you can just continue your checkered career.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean, checkered career?
Well, you work out a crossword puzzle every day, don't you?
Oh.
Shuck.
It's all set for an insult.
Oh, no. No insults here. Nothing but sweet songs and music like Now or Never, hey?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Now or Never, Walter, the downbeat.
The magic of the night that makes you haunt me. Please don't trust the magic of the night unless you're sure you want me.
Now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories of home, sweet home. Thank you. Our memory time is going to be in two parts for today and tomorrow. Today, we're going to take up the cause of the wife in the home. Tomorrow, the husband. Now, here's the wife's side of it. Only let a woman be sure she is precious to her husband. Not useful, not valuable, not convenient simply, but lovely and beloved. Let her be the recipient of his polite and hearty attention. Let her feel that her cares and love are noticed, appreciated, and returned. Her opinion asked, her approval sought, and her judgment respected in matters of which she is cognizant. In short, let her only be loved, honored, and cherished in fulfillment of the marriage vow, and she will be, to her husband, her children, and society, a wellspring of happiness. She will bear pain and toil and anxiety, for her husband's love to her is a tower and a fortress. Shielded and sheltered therein, any adversity will have lost its sting. She may suffer, but sympathy will dull the edge of sorrow. The unloved woman may have bread just as light, a house just as tidy as the other, but the loved wife has a spring of beauty about her, a penetrating and pervading brightness to which the unloved one is a complete stranger. The deep happiness of her heart shines out in her face. She gleams over. It's airy, graceful, and warm, and welcoming with her presence. She has never done with the romance and poetry of life. Humble household ways and duties have for her a golden significance, and the prize makes her calling high. She's a true wife. All right, now here's one of those rollicking spirituals that the ranch boys do so well. Roll, Jordan, roll.
Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll on, you river waters and from my soul. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll on, you river waters and from my soul.
Well, it just rising down.
Yeah.
That's the time away, ain't it? Settle all my business and call.
Tell us about it, boy. Well,
I found it so cold when I walked up the street. Let alone for the other side of Jordan.
Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll on, you river waters and from my soul. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll on, you river waters and from my soul.
Now, pardon me, boys, I did say I was going to call up some of our refreshment clubbers, and I can't help but do that today. Here, let me see. Oh, yes, sir. Will you get me Joseph S. Wolfe, Sr., St. Louis, Missouri? You wanted a copy of that poem about the blind person? Give to a friend of yours, thought it might encourage her? Be very glad to. You bet your life. Oh, okay. Mrs. Ryder H. Gay of Quincy, Massachusetts, please. Huh? Enjoy it? Well, swell. Yes, Bill Kranz is here today. Might not be able to hear the piano. He's sore feet. He can only use the soft pedal. You bet. Mrs. H.B. Fisher, Manchester, New Hampshire. Well, thank you. Well, we appreciate that. Yes, indeed. You bet. Enjoyed your letter. You bet. Fawn Gibbs, St. Louis, Salt Lake City, Utah, I'm sorry. Boy, fast connection. Hello, Miss Gibbs. You doggone right. Okay. But you wondered what she asked. Berkeley, California. Marion Brown, please. An overture. Say, you sir, I certainly picked the right time to call you. It's the William Tell. Your favorite? Oh, you just listen. You bet your life. And so, today's meeting of the Refreshment Club comes to a close. Tomorrow at the same time, we'll present for your entertainment Clark Dennis, Helen Jane Belkey, Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, George Kaiser and his fiddle, and your old friend Elmer. This is Don McNeil saying so long, and meanwhile remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.